Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
They saw me, crown on by Molly, wrist on your body. They gon' judge your life for a couple likes on a double tap. Them sorry, they all get body.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. If you're just joining us, we had Sal Palantonio, the Eagles perspective, a little bit earlier in the show. Danan Hughes, who was an Chiefs wide receiver and also is the Chiefs color commentator on their radio broadcast, is joining us to give us the other perspective here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Danan, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How much fun is this for you?
Oh, this is a blast. I'm spoiled, bro. I mean, this is 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. I've been doing the broadcast for 3 years, so like I barely know anything different. So that's it's a great feeling to be here. Great time to be out here in Glendale, Arizona, and looking forward to a really good game.
I think what needs to be said is that Andy Reid was phenomenal in Philadelphia, and he just couldn't get over the hump in terms of winning the Super Bowl and had a lot of losses in the NFC Championships. He went to a brand new team. He had Alex Smith as his quarterback. He won some games there, but then he ended up getting Pat Mahomes. They traded up. He and Brett Veach, or actually wasn't Brett, was his right-hand man. It was John Dorsey, and traded up. They ended up getting. They had a plan for Patrick Mahomes. They stuck with their plan. They waited it out, and man, you look at the teams that he's put together, the NFC and the AFC championships, Super Bowl appearances. Andy Reid's got a case for being one of the greatest coaches in the history of the game when it's all said and done.
Oh, absolutely. I think if you align his resume up with other coaches, I mean, he's been stellar. And to do what he's done with 2 different organizations, and let's remember, this Chiefs organization, although it's been about class and greatness for a long time, like we were a little bit down in the dumps before he came here. We had the Todd Haley and Scott Pioli experiment. We had, you know, just turmoil, it seemed like. And Andy came in here and automatically and instantaneously, you know, breathed life into this organization again. And the Chiefs Kingdom, they're faithful. They love the Chiefs. It doesn't matter if you played 20 years ago or if you're playing right now. But Andy Reid has done an outstanding job along with Brett Veach. And you consider, when you talk about Alex Smith, like, he orchestrated the first playoff win that this organization had in 20 years, since my rookie year in 93. And Alex Smith was the quarterback. And you think, okay, maybe we're ascending and we're moving in the right direction. And they say, you know what? It takes a lot of guts to go out there and still draft a quarterback named Patrick Mahomes and say, you know what? That's not good enough. And ever since, if you look at the calculated moves that the Chiefs have made with Brett Veach and Andy Reid, it's always about improving, even in the midst of going to multiple Super Bowls. That's what this organization does. So they take a lot of chances. They roll the dice, but it's worked out. And part of that is because of the leadership.
Well, one of the big roll of the dice was Tyreek Hill. You get rid of one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, and you still go to the Super Bowl. Did you think they were going to fall off at all, Danan? Or so, did you believe in them?
So you're telling me, like, when Bart Scott said that we were not going to make the playoffs and Mike Greenberg and all the pundits said we were going to be third in the AFC West and this was going to be the dreaded R game, the dreaded R season and rebuilding because one guy left. Like, you know, now we can look back on it and say, you know, how silly was that, even though he was an extremely dynamic talent, one of the best, if not the best playmakers that I've ever seen in the game, we lost one guy. And now we're back to the promised land. And that just talks about the leadership here. Patrick Mahomes came out during the summer after Tyreek Hill got traded and after we got all the draft picks, and he had a mini camp and OTAs. He flew all the guys down to Texas. They worked out together, and he came in a press conference and he said, "We're going to be just as good on offense. We're just going to look different." And everybody was like, "Yeah, of course you're going to look different because Tyreek Hill's not there." But they didn't believe the first part. And he, lo and behold, he's had, to me, this campaign as an MVP in a lot of ways is more impressive than his first campaign because of that loss of Tyreek Hill and how he distributes the ball. If you go back through the season, there are multiple games where he's had targeted 12 different guys. There's only 13 guys eligible to catch a ball. And he's targeted 12 different guys in multiple games this season. He's done it differently, and it's been really special.
I think, Dana, one of the things that I think is going to stand out to football people is what has happened with the quarterback. Now, he fought like hell to stay in the game where he had the high ankle sprain, but was just it was just, you know, it got to a point where it was really bad. Now, he came back in. He came back in and gutted it out. But then what he did the next week, I don't know if there is enough love given to the way he played with a high ankle sprain. They don't go away after a week. It takes, they're not, it's not, it hasn't gone away now. It takes a long time, and it's easy to re-aggravate. The game that Pat Mahomes put together on a high ankle sprain with 326 and what was it, three touchdown passes, two? That was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was one of the gutsiest performances I've seen in that first game against the Jaguars and then coming back a week later. And again, you know, you had all the so-called experts saying that there's no way he's going to play. There's no way you can rehab and get back right for another game in a week with a high ankle sprain. I've had ankle sprains. He's definitely he made it look easier than I did when I had mine back when I was playing. But it just like it's just the attitude of this team, and that's what's really cool when I'm around them each and every week. Like there's a true brotherhood. There's a great blend of old guys and younger guys. I mean, you consider on our defense, like we'll have at any given moment or any, you know, any series of plays, we'll have six rookies on our defense on the field at once. And they're not even rookies anymore. We're supposed to be calling them first-year guys. But, like, it just the complement of leadership with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Chris Jones, the older guys, and then you got the younger guys that are coming in and playing really strong football. Like, these guys got it together, and they're going to face a very, very strong team in the Philadelphia Eagles, the number one seeds matching up. I think the storyline going into this game, the multiple storylines in this game is really cool because there's no negativity. Like, with the Bengals, it was the trash talk and, you know, calling it Burrowhead and, you know, all that stuff that happened.
Stupid
from
was
last
that.
Year.
I can't believe they were so stupid to do that.
Exactly. You know, that they set the table for their own demise by that. But this game is just pure. Like, I feel like this Sunday we'll be able to watch just a pure football game with no real negative side stories, and I think that's going to be cool.
Well, you mentioned Chris Jones, and last year we had Aaron Donald in the Super Bowl. It was his Super Bowl, maybe because, you know, Stafford, Cup, all those guys, they don't have the same presence as Mahomes. Mahomes is going to get all the love, but I don't know that there's anybody playing defensive tackle. Aaron Donald and Chris Jones are in a different league. Does he get enough love?
I don't think so. I mean, this year, to me, has been one of the most impressive years that I've seen from a defensive player during this era. And Chris Jones has been phenomenal. And one thing about this year, if you go back to last year, when we played the Bengals in the playoffs, when we played them in the regular season, like, we didn't make that play. Like, there was that one play or multiple opportunities to make that one play in the AFC Championship last year where we didn't get Joe Burrow. Like, I believe he got sacked 9 times the week before against the Tennessee Titans, and we didn't sack him once. And that's the difference this year, is that play that we missed last year, we didn't miss this year, and most of the time it was 95 that was making that play this year. Even in the AFC Championship, you know, swallowing up Joe Burrow, I believe he had 2.5 sacks in that game. Like, that, those are the plays that Chris Jones makes now that he hadn't made in the past. Coming into this postseason, he hadn't had a sack in the postseason. He played in every postseason his entire career except for 1 year and never had a sack. And the fact that he has multiple sacks in this postseason now, a lot of QB hits and hurries, like he's elevated his game to be in the same kind of conversation as Aaron Donald and Nick Bosa, et cetera.
It's amazing. I remember writing him up when he came out of college, and I was, you know, friends with when Chris Ballard was on that staff underneath John Dorsey, and I remember us talking about Chris. There's a play in college where Chris Jones, he played real upright. You know, he didn't look, even to this day, he doesn't look the part of a lot of defensive tackles. But there was a play when they played LSU where he stuffed a block with one hand. Leonard Fournette was coming through the A-gap. He grabbed him with one hand and threw him down, and I thought, okay, this isn't normal. This is not a normal play for somebody to make. And that's when, and I immediately texted him. He's like, he is a freak daddy, and which is why I knew he would be on the board for the Chiefs. But he's just a different guy. He's built different. He plays the game different. He's just, and that's why I think, you know, I mean, I'm getting into the draft this year a little bit when talking about Jalen Carter. But when you have a disruptive interior defender like, and you know this as a player, I just feel like, okay, it's great to have an edge rusher like Nick Bosa who can get off the mark, you know. But when you have an Aaron Donald or a Chris Jones, I feel like that just is so much harder for offensive lines and play callers to scheme around.
Absolutely. I mean, especially when you're talking about teams that want to establish the tone of the game in the trenches, they want to establish the run, and you have this force of nature right there in the middle that can affect the run game, you affect your pass protection, everything about what you're trying to accomplish on offense. Chris Jones is the type of player that can knock you totally out of your game plan that you worked on for a week plus. And he's been phenomenal. And the energy that he's brought this year to me has been most impressive. There were times in the past where if he didn't get to the quarterback or if the play was going away from him, you know, he wouldn't give that 100% effort. But this year has been a different Chris Jones, and he's a huge, huge reason why we're here today in Arizona. So, yeah, this game is going to be about him. With the running attack for the Philadelphia Eagles, like, he's going to have to be that same kind of force like he was the last couple of weeks.
That is Dana Hughes, the color commentator for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's going to be busy on Sunday. who you got in this one, Dana?
Yeah, I got the Chiefs, 33-24. I know. I haven't been on the air with you guys, but I do have an alter ego. His name is Nostradanin. so last week I didn't predict the score correctly because I didn't think it was going to be that close, but I did predict the two turnovers. And actually, I had said that we had not had a turnover on special teams this year. And even though we didn't get credited with it, we had a turnover at the end of the game when they were trying to run the lateral.
Ah, so technically, yeah.
So the three turnovers, I spoke about that before the game. I knew that was going to be a key to our victory. And I'm going to say this week we're going to protect the ball and force a couple of turnovers from the Eagles, and we'll win the game
33-24.
And do you see heads or tails on the first flip?
I was in an Uber, and they had one of those computerized things in the back seat, and it was going through what could happen in the Super Bowl, and I said it's going to be heads.
Heads.
Same thing Hatchet Man probably said. I heard him say heads.
But we weren't sure that was for.
The heads, yeah.
All right, that is Dana Hughes. He's got the Chiefs and the heads. So there you have it right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dana, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Have fun on Sunday.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. There is Dana Hughes with us right here on the show. I got to talk right now. We got News of the Weird coming your way next. But first, it's weird if you have to go to the bathroom all the time. It's weird if you have to get up in the middle of the night. It stinks, actually. It's terrible. It's awful. Don't do it. Well, don't do it. Don't pee your bed. But go to the bathroom and then go to 975prostate.com. 975prostate.com. It's where you'll find Doc Manavese. She's awesome. She's wonderful. She's so smart. I mean, she's Yale smart, okay? So that's who I want messing if I've got a prostate problem. I don't want some doctor telling me that I've got to have surgery. If a doctor tells you that you have to have surgery because you have an enlarged prostate, then you tell him, hey, I'm going with someone much smarter than you. I'm going with Doc Manavese because she's got an IV. It takes about 45 minutes. First, you'll get an X-ray. Then you'll get an MRI. And then you'll go, and for 45 minutes, you got to sit with an IV. Are you kidding me? And this is going to get rid of your enlarged prostate. This is going to make you healthier. This is going to help hopefully get rid of your ED. If you have ED because of an enlarged prostate, if you have bladder problems, if you have kidney problems, if you have urinary tract infections, all of this can happen with an enlarged prostate. You want to get rid of that. You want to do it with Doc Manavese. Safe, wonderful, easy, painless, all of those things. 975prostate.com. That's 975prostate.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Got him again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!